Yo, 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 what's skibbity up, my Rizzlers? Welcome to Rippin' Strips, the show where we rip on comic strips, the number one thing that Gen Zers and Gen Alpha love to watch.
Oh, yeah.
We take their treasured intellectual properties like Garfield, Dilbert, you know, whatever, Heathcliff, Dennis the Menace, and we tear them to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Anyway,
yeah, you tell them. My favorite medium, the newspaper.
Exactly. They, Gen Alpha cannot get enough of reading the newspaper. Dear Abby, the comic strips, obituaries, classifieds. Sports section, business section, news,
arts, and
leisure.
Leisure. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't, and even the little ads in between. Yeah.
You know what? In the 90s, I was into magazines.
Like, yeah.
Did you get Nintendo Power growing up?
No, but I would have loved to.
Nintendo Power was sweet.
But I
kind of dreamed of making those pages. They were so well laid out. They looked cool. But
you
now,
dreamed of making them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not very ambitious, I guess.
No, I guess not. You wanted to be a I bet you that makes pretty good money doing the layout for Nintendo Power in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably like a middling job.
Yeah.
Middle income.
Doesn't seem too bad. I never got Nintendo Power. I would have loved to, you know, I had Nintendo, but then I went to Sega. So I didn't have a Super Nintendo, so I didn't stick with Nintendo. And so Nintendo Power would have just been mocking me at that point.
Oh, that sucks. I had both.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no big deal.
Holy shit. Wow. Tell me you're privileged without telling me you're privileged. Am I right?
No, I'm telling you. I was privileged. I had both.
I wanted Super Nintendo, but my mom looked into it and decided Sega was better based on
the blast processing.
I don't know what she read. She's like, oh, well, maybe you can hook it up to different things in the future. It could pay. I don't remember exactly her reasoning, but she got me Sega and I enjoyed Sega. Don't get me wrong. Sega was great. Sonic was off the hook.
It really was.
Toe Jam and Earl.
Yep.
You know.
Did you play the Escape to Funkatron, the second one? That one was better.
No. You know, I actually never owned Toe Jam and Earl. I just had. I would rent it, but I had Sonic 2.
Dude, me too with Toe Jam and Earl. Why didn't I ask for it?
I don't know.
I guess you know games still cost about the same now. They were $60 back then. It seems
it felt like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why we rented them, probably.
yeah, absolutely. Damn. Absolutely. So, but I did love magazines. I had a Ninja Turtles magazine for a while. That was cool. I had Mad Magazine forever.
Oh, yeah?
Always.
So, other than Mad Magazine, did you read comic books or did your friends?
I read Calvin and Hobbes, I read Farside, and I read Garfield.
But not like Superman and like action hero stuff?
No.
Because I guess I did technically read Garfield comic books that were compilations of their funny papers or whatever, but I never read a single comic strip that was action or knew anyone who collected them or knew of any store where I grew up. But everyone on TV, Bart Simpson, you know, the average kid loves comic books in TV.
I know.
But that was never a thing when I was growing up.
Yeah, it's so, even Calvin and Hobbes is reading comic books, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that was the closest I came, I'm trying to think, but I think that's the closest I came because those books were compilations, but they also were like through lines, you know? It was one of the comic strips I think that would run in the paper, or maybe he just did them for the books, but I think it would run in the paper of like, you know, it would be a storyline that would go on for
serialized.
Yeah, it was serialized. And then there are some standalones too. But yeah, I don't know. It's strange because I never even thought about buying or reading comic books. I remember I had some randomly I picked up from different places. I had a Wolverine comic book.
Oh, see, I didn't even end up with any.
I actually
brought it up because the only one I ever owned was a Sonic the Hedgehog one that I got for free. I don't even know why it was mailed to me because I had Nintendo Power. I didn't have Sega Magazine.
Right. Interesting.
They somehow found out I had a Sega. I don't know.
What were the articles in Nintendo Power? Like, this is upcoming games. Here's like tips and tricks on how to beat the games that you do already have.
Yep.
All right, I guess I knew.
Exactly. And at the beginning, I never did this, but they also showed, like, I guess kids would draw on their envelope and write in, and they would show the kids' drawings.
Yep.
Again, a very low bar of, like, dream I had, and I just never did it. I could have done it, and I would have been featured. Because now that I've been in entertainment, I know that, like, sometimes with that type of thing, everyone that sends in does get featured.
Right.
But as a kid, it's like, oh, everyone in the nation must be sending those in.
Right.
Why bother?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, even the comics books I had, you know, the Wolverines and shit. I had one Wolverine comic book. My dad got me like a bunch of different other comic books, like a collection he probably picked up at a garage sale or something. And I had them and never read them.
They may be worth something now if you still have them.
I know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I know.
They're in the garbage.
No, I probably gave them to Goodwill or some crap. And probably gave away, you know, $50,000 in the process.
You saw that $70 plate I got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still never did any. I still have it.
You still have it?
What am I supposed to do now?
If you don't the next sell step? It, is it really worth $70?
No, and it was probably posted somewhere. That's another thing people do. Like, oh, yeah, it sells on eBay for $500. No, it's listed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's listed for sale for $500.
Yeah, one of them is listed for that price, and it's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an old desk. One of those giant fucking desks that has all like the cubby holes in the back and stuff like that. Roll top, huge desk. And it was my dad's. And I didn't want it anymore. So I was going to get rid of it. And it was like, I was like, ooh, it's probably an antique. You know, people were telling me it might be an antique. You could probably get a couple grand for it or something. And I looked up the manufacturer of the desk. And I've looked up online, and there's a bunch of different type of desks that this one manufacturer made, but some are selling for like $5,000. Mint condition. Mine wasn't mint condition.
Yeah, but it's probably not worth zero, I would think. I guess I'll
looked it up more and more. I was like trying to find out, you know, appraisers of antiques and stuff. Like, ooh, does it go on Antique Roadshow?
You're like hauling it to Antique Roadshow.
Yeah, it's huge.
You're like paying people to haul it. You're like $50,000 in, like just hauling it around.
It would be. It's so big and so heavy. It's insane. And there's so many different types of desk because it was made a long time ago, so it wasn't like being mass produced. I guess I don't know, maybe it was.
Ooh, another value upper.
And so it was really hard to get it, find an appraiser who would come over to look at this desk and appraise it. And eventually, through my searching, I found the exact same desk being auctioned off, mint condition, somewhere in San Francisco at an auction, and it sold for $75.
Oh.
So I threw it away.
I know that desk. I liked it.
$75 is not something you just throw away, but like I tried to sell it for $50. No one's going to come over and haul that thing away for $50, you know?
Where'd you list it?
OfferUp, Facebook Marketplace.
Oh.
Nothing. Nowhere. And then eventually I just ended up throwing it away because even thrift stores wouldn't take it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because no one wants a giant desk like that.
Yeah, that's too bad. I remember Kat sitting years ago and seeing that desk and thinking it was cool. I don't know. I don't remember it being... I don't even remember... I was wondering if it was an antique.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that means it was in good condition, but... Not good enough for Goodwill.
No, well, no one wants his giant desks, and so Goodwill wouldn't take a giant desk.
Damn.
Yeah. Or St. Vincent's or wherever the hell we were trying to bring it to. No one would take that freaking desk, and that was a pain in my ass. And so I had to get rid of it, and I never collected the $75 that it was probably worth. But that just goes to show you never know. You know, you ever see that video online of the guy with the watch that he gets appraised on the Antique Roadshow and it's worth like $100,000 or something like that? $500,000?
No. Shit.
Yeah, it's cool. That wasn't my case.
I had a broken Rolex. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember how I got it. Maybe I found it.
Yeah.
And I gave it to Walton.
Yeah.
And then he tried to give it or sell it to somebody else. And then he like didn't go through with the deal because he knew it was like probably fake. I don't know if it was fake.
Oh,
it probably was. But that was another lazy thing. It's like it could have been worth thousands, but it's like, it's probably not. I'm not even going to like look into it.
Right.
Just give it to Walmart.
Well, looking into stuff is hard and it takes a lot of work and it's really disappointing if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to not look into anything and just assume it's all cheap shit everywhere.
It's true. Well, yeah, it's just better to have, I'm looking for more like flexible jobs I can do so that if I'm not working, I can.
Like Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I got to stretch out my extremities.
No, sorry. What were you saying?
No, that's all. Because we were talking about selling stuff, and I have, like, I don't use these fog machines, but I can only make $100 off of selling them.
Right.
So I don't really want to sell them. They kind of look
right.
Cool.
Right.
And I might use one someday, and then I don't want to, make 50 or 100 bucks off. I don't know.
Well,
I'm
not
motivated to sell these things. The $70 plate, it's like, what, I'm going to spend a whole day to make 70 bucks? I don't think so.
Yeah. 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 No, I know. I know. We need to figure out ways to make money. Be sweet if we could just make a lot of money doing nothing.
It really would.
Yeah. Like, universal income would be cool. Or it doesn't have to be universal. Well, just a income for you and me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That would be sick.
Well, that's what this is.
That's right. What this has got to be.
Yeah, we're only making, you know, 50 grand a year so far, but we'll get there.
Right. Yeah, I know. 50 grand a year each is not cutting it. So if we could quadruple that and then times it by 10, then maybe we'll keep doing the podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah, and make it monthly instead of annually.
Yes. Oh, welcome to season 2. I forgot.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Does it even matter?
It does to me. Welcome to season 2 of Rippin' Strips. This is going to be our rippinest season yet.
Oh, yeah. This is the season premiere, baby, as you can tell by all the changes we made.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I went on vacation. Talk about that.
Yeah, of course. I did too, but let's hear.
Yeah. But let me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were looking for me to say something. I don't know.
Well, I was just looking to talk.
Go ahead.
That
let's
was
hear
it.
About your trip.
I didn't have anything else
okay,
to say.
I went to. No. I want to hear right. about it.
I went to, it's the least, it's not that interesting. I went home, back to where I'm from, which is where I go all the time, where we went.
Oh, sorry.
I went home again. Yeah, newsflash. I went to go see my mommy.
Up to Humboldt?
Up to Humboldt once again.
It's good shit.
It is. And, you know, I did a cool thing this time, an interesting new thing. I went on a jet boat tour of the Klamath River, which is up in Northern California, north of where I'm from, in a place called Klamath, Del Norte County. It's the last county in California before Oregon.
Interesting.
And the jet boat tour on the Klamath River, giant river that made huge news recently as because it was going to be undammed.
Whoa.
Yes, there were dams there for years, and now they're taking the four dams out, which will help the wildlife, and they're feeding more salmon into the river, so that's just going to be a wildlife explosion up there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And there'll be tons of houses underground, too.
Yes, exactly.
And trees.
Exactly. Everything's flooding. It's a huge disaster.
Fish to enjoy. No, they do that, though. Like, no, I guess they'll be... Oh, no, they're removing the dam, so never mind.
They're removing the dam slowly and right. with a lot more thought than I could
right.
put into it.
Just blow it up.
I would just blow it up and probably kill everybody.
Are there small towns up there? Like, what was it dammed up for?
It was dammed up because it was bringing water down south for farmers.
Oh.
You know, all like the people down on the five.
Did they figure out a different system or something?
Yeah, and also just farmers are getting maybe more, I don't know, farmers are complaining about it. They don't like it.
Oh, huh.
Because they want more water. They don't care about the wildlife and the nature of California. They just want more water to grow more crops to make more money.
Yeah, but you just said the dams were there to help the farmers.
Right, and now the dams are being taken out. So the
oh, you're saying the farmers are mad about that.
Got yeah. It. Yeah. 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 Anyway. So I went on a jet boat tour back to me. Thank you very much. I went on a jet boat tour. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh,
thank you. And
like a nature tour.
Yeah, we started out the mouth of the Klamath. For those of you who don't know, a river's mouth is where it feeds into the ocean. So it's kind of confusing because a mouth...
that's the ass.
It feels more like an ass. Exactly. Exactly. The mouth should be at the top where the ice is melting into it. And that's where you're like drinking it in and then you're shitting it out. Or it could be the wiener.
Yeah. You should start doing that. It's more scientific, the wiener.
It's more scientific. Anyway, it starts at the wiener of the Klamath.
Uh-huh.
And you get in the jet boat.
Go up the urethra.
Yeah, and then you go shooting up and into the bladder or whatever. And look at all the wildlife there. And it was really cool. The jet boat goes really fast, and it was really fun. And when it's going that fast, it's only in 6 inches of water. It only needs 6 inches of water to go. And it's like holding 12 people. It's a big boat. But that was pretty cool. And then they'd do like fast spins, and we'd be like, whoa! That was really fun. But we saw 3 bears.
Whoa.
3 black bears. We saw a bunch of bald eagles. And some golden eagles. And we saw a bald eagle steal a fish from an osprey.
What's an osprey?
A bird. Oh. Another bird. And it was cool. And one of the coolest parts for me personally and for everyone on the boat, actually, as we were going upriver, you know, they'd stop every time they would see something, and they were good spotters. You know, they had one guy and his assistant were driving the boat in the back, and they would stop whenever they saw something and point it out, you know, whatever. Oh, we got a bald eagle in the tree over there. And I was the one who spotted the first bear.
As it was eating you?
No, as we're going up on the boat, all of a sudden I'm pointing over and I go, bear, 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 because my girlfriend really wanted to see a bear. And I saw it. And I went, bear, bear, bear. And then that guy slams on the brakes. I don't know how the brakes. He stopped the boat real quick. And then it's like, we got a bear to the left. And everyone's like, whoa, cool. But I saw it. I was sitting in the very front. I saw it first. And then after that, they knew I was an eagle eye for spotting wildlife. And one time further on in the trip, so I felt really good, obviously, because I saw something before these professionals did.
Whoa.
And everyone else on the boat. And they are like, wow, this guy's a fucking genius, right?
Look at the corn dog, yeah.
Look at the corn dog. He's a nature spotting genius. And then as we're going on further, you know, I'm like, oh, I talking to my girlfriend, I'm like, oh, look at that tree. And I point and the boat stops again. And they're like, oh, wait, no, he's just pointing at something. And I kept going. So they knew that I was the guy after that, which is really cool. And then I didn't see the second bear. Someone else did.
Ooh. Oh, but you saw it eventually. I saw first. It.
But I didn't point it out. Someone else in the boat did. Again, not a guide. Someone else in the boat did. And everything came crashing down around me. I was brought back to reality. I wasn't the eagle eye I thought I was anymore. I was just Joe Schmo who would boat right past bear number two. You know, I got a little too high on my horses after spotting that first one. I thought I could coast and put my head, lay back and reap the rewards of my success. But no, another bear comes along. Another idiot, some jackass behind me points it out. And we stop and look at the bear for a while. And I'm just kicking myself.
Was it bigger than your bear?
Good question.
And cooler looking?
No, it was not bigger. It hung around me. No, it was not as good of a bear sighting. And my bear was closer to us, too. So I still had the number one bear sighting and bear encounter. I will stand by that.
But you couldn't enjoy it. You're too competitive.
Yeah. And then I was like, the rest of the tour, I'm just looking out like so intensely. And I'm like, dude, I need to be enjoying this more. I can't be trying this hard. Like my girlfriend's talking to me. I'm not even hearing. I'm like, shut up. You know, I can't. I'm like, this was supposed to be a nice thing for us to enjoy together, but I got too competitive and I ruined the trip.
You're not usually like that, I have to say. Because that reminds me I meet this guy on set a lot. This reverts back to like not enjoying yourself. I meet him on set a lot and we just end up talking. I guess we have rapport. It's easy to just talk to this guy, but he invites me places and I'm just like, you know what? No, because he told me a story about how he was at a concert and he's like, yeah, and I knew the album they were playing and I was, so each song I was trying to remember like the number of track and like my friends like distracted me and then it's like, I couldn't, oh, I lost my place. And I was just like, you sound terrible to hang out with, dude. And he's like, oh, hey, we're going to, he's like tried to invite me to a concert. I was like, I don't want to, you know, we're work friends.
Yeah. I don't. I'm not that interested in the track listings of songs.
And then telling it as a story to someone else, too. Like, oh, yeah, I got a great memory from this concert.
This is track 7. That's I think track 7.
No. Oh, it's track 8. Oh, God, it wrong.
God damn it, Frank. Why'd you talk to me? I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, what? They definitely regret bringing
you
there.
Oh, my God. That's insane. That is insane.
I've never ever seen a bear.
Really?
No. Well, I woke up one night. I stayed in the cabins growing up once a year, like with my parents in Hayward, Wisconsin. And one night I woke up and looked out a window with no contacts in, and I saw a bear gallop away, but it was just a big blur. And I've never seen it otherwise.
How do you know it was a bear? Because for me,
could have been a deer, I guess.
Galloping makes me feel like maybe it was not a bear. Bears don't gallop as far as I know.
I'm pretty sure I've heard a bear's hooves hit the ground. No, I mean, no, it like, well, what would you, yeah, it's galloping. What would you call it? Jogging? Trotting away?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was using all four, but it was like, it was going slowly, but it was so big that it was kind of going fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Do, 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 do. But each time it goes do, do, it like moves like 10 feet. Like,
right.
What the fuck?
Right. Right. So you saw a bear, just not well, just not clearly.
Right. But like you said, it could have been a deer. I don't know what else it could have been. Or a Sasquatch, yeah.
Or a moose. It's probably a bear.
Yeah, I think so. But I went on vacation too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's hear yours.
Minnesota.
What?
Have you heard of Kragans? It's like a resort on a lake.
No.
Oh, that's where we went. It's a resort on a lake.
Ooh, with family?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad grew up in Wisconsin, and now his side of the family, a lot of them live in Minnesota.
So did you fly into Minneapolis?
Mm-hmm.
And then he drove to Kragans?
Yeah.
Do you know what lake it was on or what it was by?
I should have studied that up before we started because I did, but I forgot what it's all called.
That's all right. Did you do any water sports or anything like that? And I'm not.
Well,
talking
you're
about...
talking about the jet boat tour. My family is so strange sometimes. So my aunt was like, oh, you gotta do the banana. Well, first of all, I got a wristband that allows me to do everything at the resort, meaning like canoe or whatever, kayak.
Fun.
Biking. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. But one of the things, ooh, you get to do the banana boat. What's the banana boat? I think I know what that is. You probably do too, right? I mean,
I think so.
Okay, but let's wait and see. So, so my aunt is like, oh, you've got to do the banana boat. And I was like, why? And she's like, because it's fun. I was like, okay. I mean, isn't it just like a floating thing you ride, you know? And they're like, well, yeah, but it's like huge. And there's actually like two things and all this stuff. I was like, okay. You know, I don't know. We're waiting all day for this banana boat thing. We go there. Oh, it's delayed an hour. Okay. So we wait another hour. We go.
How it could be delayed an hour?
And they didn't let anyone know. They didn't call everyone who made a reservation. So it's just like everyone individually showed up.
No, you're an hour early, actually. You got to wait an hour and come back.
What the hell?
That's so
stupid. So we finally get on this stupid thing. It's exactly what I thought it was. And the lake is cold. And it's like, this is the lamest, not scary. Look, tubing can be really exciting and fun. You can be
absolutely
flipping
when you're being towed by a boat, you mean?
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a fun little thing that fits two people. It fits like two dozen people. And it,
what?
Well, let's see, maybe a dozen.
Still, that's huge.
Yeah, it's shaped like a boat, and both sides you straddle both sides.
So you're not so even like, you're just kind of going a little fast, but there's no risk of tipping. There's no.
No, and a couple people fell off, but it's just like the lake is super cold. So I just kind of hated it.
Yeah.
And then once I got off of it, I was like, yeah, I don't know. That was lame.
So you didn't want to swim in the lake at all?
Nah.
It was too cold?
Yeah. And actually, you just reminded me, I better triple check and make sure I don't have leeches and shit. Because, yeah, that's another. You got to always check for leeches. I don't know. It's not fun swimming in a lake.
I like love swimming in a lake. I love
ocean's
lakes.
More fun.
Well, ocean's more fun. Rivers, that's a toughie for me. Rivers or oceans, what's more fun?
Well, why would a river be more fun unless there's a waterfall?
Well, waterfalls are a great example. One great example.
Oh,
tubing down a river, rafting down a river, really fun.
Oh, man, this same side of my family, I love them all very much. But they also, another year, were like, oh, you got to go tubing with us. And I'm like, tubing behind a boat? Again, I'm always wanting to do that, but that, it's never that.
Yeah.
No, we sit in a tube and ride down the river.
That can be really fun.
Yeah.
It depends on what part of the river you go on. If it's just lazy, no rapids, then it's boring. Which I assume is what you did. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't actually hit any rapids and go fast down any fun parts.
No.
Almost tip.
And then after I did the banana boat, my aunt was like, I can't believe you did that banana boat. And I was like, I did it because you were like,
to.
And then, I was like, why can't you believe it? She's like, because it's scary. What?
Incredible. Oh my God. Fun. Oh my God. Wait, that doesn't sound fun. How long was
that? That was the only. Yeah, but that was just a funny thing.
How long was the banana boat ride?
I don't know, but I knew what it was going to be. I shouldn't have done it. I think I thought they were going to call me chicken if I didn't do it, and uh-huh. I couldn't have that.
Did anyone else from your family do it with you?
Yeah, my cousin and her son, and they had fun, and her son was like, faster, faster. And I'm just like, they can't go faster. And but my cousin pushed her son off, like, at the end. That was pretty funny.
That's great. Yeah.
He kept trying to push her off, and he couldn't do it. She just pushed him off. But what was I going to say? I forgot. Yeah.
So, but what else did you do that was fun besides the banana boat? Did you canoe? Did you kayak?
I did the stand-up
paddleboard. And you didn't fall in?
Yeah, I fell in a bunch.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
I fell in once. We paddled like a quarter mile. So I only fell in when I first tried to get in. And then I went the whole way and I was pretty happy with myself. But then on the way back, I kept falling in because it's like, I don't know, maybe my knees were weaker or I just didn't feel like focused. Like, you know, you really have to focus on your legs and have your legs tensed up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not that fun. So I turned it into a kayak and I just sat on it like this and did that. And that was easy.
Yeah. No, stand-up paddle boards are a lot of work. It's not just hanging out and standing around and paddling around, which would be fun and plenty of exercise. But the constant with your feet, it's like it hurts my toes and my feet.
Yeah,
it's tough. Yeah, well,
my cousin and her daughter could do it, but
yeah,
I couldn't. Well, actually, everyone fell a bunch.
Yeah, yeah,
that's part of it. Oh, and there was an obnoxious ski do guy like.
Uh-huh.
Making waves like right in front of us for no reason. There's like, it's like, what the hell, dude? Go find an empty. There's a whole lake out here.
This is a big lake.
Pretty big.
Yeah. What did you do at night? Did you do anything crazy at nighttime?
Oh my goodness, my dad's bedtime is so early now. It's like this bright outside. He's like, well, it's getting pretty late. It's like, what? But I walked around one night. We're on a peninsula and there's two resorts. Ours was Cragen's, which is like a family fun resort. And next door, there's a golf one, which may be a little more hoity toity. It's called Madden's, but you can walk around. So I walked into that resort just to check out what was going on there. It was cool. It seemed a little bit more like an adult party vibe, but I didn't do, you know, I just kind of walked on the sidewalk and I heard a party going on, but I didn't go in there or anything. And I saw what stores they had. And
right.
The next day, again, my aunt is such a character. She's like, I was like, oh, yeah, I walked around Madden's. You know, I walked around this whole peninsula. She's like, weren't you scared? And I was like, no, why? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess there could be bears or wildlife. We are in the North Woods. And she goes, were you scared you were going to get mugged? I was like, I live in L.A.
Right, right.
And then I thought it was funny to picture like a northerner like trying to rob me like, hey, give me your wallet there.
Yeah.
Fucko. It's like, oh my God.
Wow.
I hang out at this golf resort and rob people. What?
Oh my God. So there wasn't a bar or anything there on either of them?
Yeah, but I got a fatty liver and I didn't.
Oh, right.
Wasn't thinking about drinking. And
I forgot.
No one. Well, don't sound so sad. Everybody has kids except me and my one cousin. I mean, I was only there for a few days. Whatever. We didn't have time to drink. I wasn't worried about it.
What was the food sitch like?
It was pretty good. I make a killer portobello mushroom. I'm like obsessed with them now. But
okay.
I had to make my own stuff for some of the meals.
Really?
But the last Yeah, just, well, yeah, because they're northerners and they're like, oh, let's eat hot dogs and then let's eat cheeseburgers and then let's eat dirt, which is whipped cream with crumbled Oreo cookies. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. I can splurge once in a while, but I can't eat this day after day with the fatty liver. But it was fun.
You gotta get your fatty liver checked again. I bet it's skinny liver now.
Probably. I've loosened up, but I don't want to get it again, so I'm trying to eat healthier. And I think they eat too unhealthy, but I kept telling them, like,
yeah, they probably do.
But you guys, I was just telling them, you guys all aged. I haven't seen some of them for a decade. It's like, you guys all aged great, but you eat such crap food. How is that possible?
Yeah.
But wow. They pull it off.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe dirt does wonders for your skin.
Maybe.
So, all right. Final question. Let's see. What was the highlight of your trip?
Highlight? I impressed someone. I impressed
whoa, cool. Wow.
Cousin's son looked me up on IMDb and was like, whoa, you were on Star Wars? And like, he thought it was cool. But if he heard this, he would reverse and not think I'm cool, because I think it's cool that he thinks I'm cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so hopefully he never finds this podcast.
No, I was totally nonchalant. Like, oh, yeah, I'm on Star Wars all the time. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, me and Anakin are like this.
Yeah, yeah. But he was cool to talk to about dorky stuff, Star Wars and Nintendo. Not that he's a dork. Oh, boy.
No, it's stuff you're into. Who's not into Star Wars and Nintendo? That's like saying you're not into cheeseburgers and hot dogs, and I only know one person who's not into that.
Oh.
Wow. All right. Well, that sounds like a hell of a trip, man.
Yeah, it was a pretty full trip. I mean, when you do outdoor stuff, you don't need... Well, it was a family thing, so I wasn't thinking about drinking anyway, but like with, you know, there were kids everywhere, but you're tired too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we did a bonfire every night. So after that, it's just like, I'm just ready to
crash. It's so peaceful and quiet and dark. Was it hot there?
It's so nice. The air is so fresh there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. This air blows.
Not quite as fresh. Quite as fresh. What about mosquitoes?
Usually, well, like I said, we used to go to Hayward, Wisconsin. Maybe it's a different biome. But where we were this summer, I never got bit. But they usually love me.
Wow.
Could be my diet, though.
It could be.
My switched up diet.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know shit about mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Wow. Check out.
And that's our summer.
Check out. What was the resort called again?
Cragun's.
Check out Cragun's.
Cragun.
That is a Midwest name for a resort, if I've ever heard one.
I thought it was like made in a boardroom. It's such a weird name, but it's a family name. Apparently.
It sounds like a fictional name for a fake summer resort that would be the center of like some summer camp comedy.
Right.
Type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. This episode of the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
Murder at Cragun's.
Well, like they're battling, they're getting bullied by the rich golf camp and they got rich golf resorts. I don't know. There's something there. There's something there. Anyway, check out Cragun's and don't go to the golf resort unless you're a preppy bitch.
Or you want to get mugged because it's scary.
You want to get mugged, right? let's do a Ripley's, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. Ripley's, believe it or not. I got two because one of the facts was so dumb. And this one is the one from today. Sorry, yesterday. I thought had two good facts and one really stupid one. And the one the day before that had one good fact and two really stupid ones. So
perfect.
I made three good facts. I cobbled together three good facts. Do you want me to read the bad ones too? Or should I just do the good ones?
Well, I'm inclined to say just the good ones, but you know. I mean, if they're funny, you do the bad ones. I don't know.
Okay. Well, they're... I don't know if they...
Or if we can, like, make fun of how bad they are. Like, if you think it'll make me angry, like the satanic leaf-tailed lizard as a tail that looks like a leaf.
I'll definitely read it. All right. Well, here's the one bad one I will read. Dogs donned Met Gala inspired looks at the 2024 Pet Gala fashion show.
Where can I guess I got to Google it. Where can I go see this Pet Gala?
Who knows? Is it in NYC? No shit. That sounds like the point of this Pet Gala show and sounds terrible.
Lee, okay. Great.
Okay, let's start with this one. Oman, you know the country, Oman? It's mm-hmm. always in crosswords. That's how I know it. Oman's top-selling beverage is...
I give up.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to move to Oman, man.
Weird.
Hey, they know they now know a good drink.
I quit the stuff.
Even the diet?
Well, I guess I had some at Kragan's.
Well, that's like water's not available in the Midwest. It's only soda.
Yeah. You're telling me. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
It was kind of humorous. Like, oh, that's dorky saying humorous. But it was kind of humorous. Like, I showed up. Like, the first day I showed up, my aunt was like, I made beef and buns. It's this new thing I figured out. It's just pot roast on a bun. It's really good, but...
Sounds delicious, yeah.
But I was kind of like, but that's all that we were eating. And I was like, this is exactly what I can't eat. But yeah, I ate it anyway. Yeah. I was like, I'll just ruin my splurge for the week.
Of course.
I'm being lame, but yeah. That's the point, I guess. Yeah. Because that was all there is to eat.
Right.
And to drink, there was just Diet Mountain Dew.
Hey, at least I know what you like.
Out of the water fountain, too.
All right. Here's the next one. Fred Keller and Judy Foster. I thought it was Jodie Foster first, but no. Fred Keller and Judy Foster used parts from a 1976 Mazda pickup truck to create an SUV-sized Radio Flyer red wagon with a top speed of 60 miles per hour.
Oh, could I see an illustration? That's kind of cool.
That's really cool. Are you kidding me? I thought that was awesome. I want to definitely see that driving down the road, and I would love a ride sometime. Okay, and here is the last fact. Researchers have found that by giving a cow a name and treating her as an individual, she will produce almost 500 more pints of milk a year.
Cool.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's good to hear. Well, I like it when you're rewarded for being nice. I don't know.
Okay, to that's animals fair. Or whatever. That's fair. That is nice to hear, but how often is that actually being utilized? Are they going to the dairy farms and be like, all right, you're Mark, you're Cindy. I guess Mark would be a bad name for a cow you're trying to get
milk out
of.
Well, with that fact, you can now pitch that and say, well, no, it pays to be humane. You're more efficient. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder how many pints they make a year, where if 500 more pints, is that a drop in the bucket or is that a considerable amount?
Well, we talked about this before. We drink too much milk in this country because a long time ago it was like, funded by the government for World War II, and then like it's just been perpetuated because you got to make farmers in Iowa happy, you know, every president.
Yeah, right.
So,
yes. Also, milk is fucking good.
It is.
I like milk.
Good point.
I sounded like I had special needs when I said that.
No, I mean, that's a great argument against what I just said, though, because I'm trying to say, like, we shouldn't
have dairy.
Have to produce so much, but it is really good.
and cheese. Yeah. We should. I should not eat very much dairy and ice cream. All things that milk makes is good. I can't think of a bad thing that milk makes.
No. Interesting.
Except for spoiled milk. And that's about it. Yeah. So I don't know. None of us should eat as much dairy as we do, but dairy freaking rocks.
Is dairy good?
Hey.
Now, I think you just, I always do this. I always lose track, but I think you only read 3 and one of them was a bad one, right?
No, I read 4.
Oh, sorry. I do that a lot.
Yeah, the radio flyer, the Oman Mountain Dew, the milk, and the dog fashion show.
Oh, got it.
I can read the other bad ones if you'd like. If you're feeling good and you're on a groove.
Let's do it, yeah. Let's groove it.
All right. Let's groove tonight. Ooh, no spice of life. I don't really know the words to many songs. It's something. Yeah. Let's groove tonight. Something spice of life. For the spice of life? I don't know. With the spice of life? In 2024, the French Post Office unveiled a scratch and sniff postage stamp to celebrate the world famous baguette.
Hey, that's not bad.
You don't mind that one?
Nah, I think that's mildly interesting, which is better than most.
That's true. That's true. That's true. It's better than the Met Gala one. But what's it smell like? Freshly baked bread?
Yeah.
That seems like an interesting scent for scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
I don't know
if that
would be...
You could easily think something's wrong if you smell that.
Right, right.
Like, do I need to shower? What the hell?
Yeah, is that something you go...
Is that
like,
my vagina? Wait.
There's things where you go, oh, you know, I think of a scratch and sniff smelling so good. I like, you know, like the chocolate. There's like a teddy bear that smells like chocolate or something like that. There's things where you smell and go, oh, God, it smells so good. I want to eat that so bad. It hurts my loins. You're with me. Well, and
baguettes do that to me. So
I love a baguette. I do love a baguette. I don't know if I've ever had a freshly baked baguette.
On your loins? It's great.
On my loins.
It's warm.
Baguette and cheese? Give me a break. I would eat only that.
Prosciutto?
Oh, my God. Yes. Prosciutto rules. That's a good one. Okay, here's the last one. The southern grasshopper mouse, found in the deserts of the American Southwest, hunts and consumes venomous scorpions, mainly the bark scorpion.
Pretty lame.
It was cool when I saw it on Planet Earth.
Mainly the bark? Like, what am I supposed to do? That little extra...
They didn't need that extra
thing at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, really? He eats
the
bark?
Not the bark scorpion. Are you fucking kidding me? I believe it or not, bro. Yeah. That's why they call it
More
that.
Like not believe it.
You gotta be crazy to eat the bark scorpion. Other scorpions, yeah, whatever. But the bark? Rough, rough, says the mouse. Too far. Rough, rough, mouse. I'm a bark scorpion.
Yep.
Yep. Well, those are all the Ripley's Believe It or Not facts. I'm sure you guys believe most of them. There are some pretty cool ones. If you could make a 4-wheeled toy into a car from your childhood, what would you pick? Putting you on the spot there is a question I just thought of right now.
Does it have to be 4 wheels? Can it be 2 wheels?
Yes.
Okay, the duck thing that my great uncle made, that's like he made it out of wood and it had wheels with flippers on it.
Whoa.
So
he'd
walk like that and it was shaped like a duck.
Cool.
So I'd ride around like the fucking penguin or something.
That is very cool. Wow. Yeah, I like that answer a lot. Have you ever seen those in those tourist towns? They have like the duck tour buses and they go in water too.
Yeah, actually, well, you know, those are from World War II. Those vehicles, they like retrofitted them.
And put duck, do they always have ducks on them?
No, but the original boat with wheels on it, that's a bus, is like an old military vehicle that they like paint and all that. And now it says Florida Duck or whatever. But for some reason, I don't know what I clicked on, maybe some true crime thing, but now YouTube's sending me all this depressing shit. But one of those went down in Florida in a storm and it sank because it's not a regular boat. It doesn't, it's a military vehicle and it was made a long time ago and it's just a hunk of metal. So it doesn't, if water gets in, it just sinks.
Yeah.
There's a resting buoyancy that a lot of boats have.
Right.
Because there's foam inside of it or whatever.
Right.
But
right.
No, this was just.
Yeah. Wow. And so, all the tourists died.
Yeah. Sorry. Shit. But yeah, why is it feeding me this shit? You click on one stupid courtroom. I want to see what a psycho is like when he's interviewed. And now it thinks I'm into that.
Now
I know how to get away with murder. Oops.
I read a great book called The Psychopath Test or something like that. And it's about this guy figuring out what it means actually to be a psychopath and where the term comes from, what the test is, how they determine whether someone is a psychopath and not a psychopath. It's a really interesting book. I'll lend it to you sometime.
Thanks. That way I can outsmart them.
Exactly.
Can you outsmart this test if you know the test?
Well, it's not an exact science. I think if I remember correctly, it's been a long time since I read this book. It's kind of like, well, it's not really exact thing. It basically like, what's the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath? It's hard to really say. I don't remember. I just remember being like, whoa, cool, dude.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lot of stories of like, oh my God, that's freaking twisted.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll click on something like that. But I don't want to hear more than one ever.
Right. Because
then it's like, yeah, I don't feel great after watching this.
And well, they that's the thing with social media. It'll trick you into, they'll be so leading with the pictures and the titles. They're so good at
it's
that.
It's engaging. It's fascinating. But
and you're just like,
at the end of it, you're not in a better mood.
No, and you withstand 150 of them, and then you click on one, you know, you're
that too.
And then it's like filling up your algorithm, and it's like, God, you just have one weak moment. And you're like, ah, that one looks too interesting. I know it's all bullshit. It's like clickbait, you know. Every probably once every 3 or 4 years, there's one of those stupid pictures at the bottom of an article that I go, you wouldn't believe what this person this thing looks like now. You know, you wouldn't believe
you
what Tommy
for 20 things to
like.
See. Maybe number 20 is the original picture I saw. No, the original picture you saw is not even part of the list.
Right. I mean, I used to write these articles.
Oh, no.
As a job. I did. And it was it was pretty fun.
A lot of our friends did.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty fun for a mindless job to just because you could write the stupidest shit possible. It didn't matter. You know, people were clicking through. So, but yeah, sometimes you just have a weak moment and you have to just click and then you get fucked.
You know what I clicked and I enjoyed? There's two very close. The line between these two camps of people is very thin, but they're very different. There are police and like whatever. First Amendment auditors. They can be fun to watch, although some of them are annoying actually too, now that I think about it. But there's those people, but they're very different from another group of people. So they fuck with cops sometimes and they annoy people who work for the city or whatever, just making sure that they know the Constitution. It can be obnoxious, but some of them are funny. They're not always mean.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are. I don't condone that, but like,
yeah.
But it's good to like test and, you know, see what a cop knows, what the people at the post office know, whatever. But then there's another group of people that are sovereign citizens.
Uh-huh. I thought that's what you were going to say.
They're like, they're both similarly obnoxious, but the sovereign citizens know nothing about law. It's so weird. I don't know where they get their law book. They have...
They think they have
some
legal...
common idea, but it's not in an actual law book.
They think they have some loophole where they're not actually a member of the United States. They're their own they themselves are their own nation, so they are free to have to live within the confines of the law.
Yeah, and watching Instant Karma for them is fun.
Very fun.
But then I don't want to see too much of that. But then, and same thing with the First Amendment, like. Instant karma of a bad guy is good, but then after a while you're just like watching humanity at its worst.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get it. It is fun to watch dumb people get what's coming to them, whether it be a
but then the second
citizen.
Video you click, the dumb part of the demonstration of the bad person goes on forever, and then you just feel bad. It's just like,
yes.
This person's at the end of their rope. I don't know. Yeah, they're a bad person, but I'd rather just not be watching this.
Right. But yeah, whether they're a sovereign citizen or a cop, if they're facing justice for the dumb shit they've done, then it's awesome to watch every once in a while. Same with like watching the show Cops, which I know is it is a guilty pleasure of mine. It's a horrible show and it's a bad. And most of the time you're watching it and you're going, oh man, come on. The person they're arresting, you just go, don't say anything. Just wait for a lawyer. Oh, just shut the fuck up. You know, just, oh, this sucks. They're getting arrested for drugs or stuck in this system. They're clearly like, you know, recidivism. But, you know, it's just such a picture of that, how fucked up the whole system is. But then every once in a while you have a guy who's got snakes in his house.
That's the one I was thinking of as soon as you said Cops.
That one's hilarious.
That one's great. Yeah, because he's like friendly. Oh, I'm just going to climb in the window. I'll let you in the front door. It's like these cops are like out of context. It's like, what? They must know the guy. And he's.
Yeah, exactly.
So fucking weird.
That's what makes the show great. But that's only one out of, you know, that's. The one example we can think of out of all of Cops. We both thought of the same example.
I never watched Cops that much. I just do see the highlights.
I don't watch Cops that often either. But if it's on the, like a hotel, I'll be like, ooh, yeah, that sounds fun. And then 5 minutes in, I go, oh, God, I'm so depressed now. That poor person, you know. Anyway, on that happy note, should we get to the comic strips?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's bust away from the cops. And fuck cops. They can suck my ass. Thank you.
Tell them.
Thank you very much. All right. So I won last week with Heathcliff, and I'm bringing another Heathcliff in, and this one I love. So... And this Heathcliff is one panel, and it's two surfers standing on the beach holding surfboards, and they're looking out into the water, and riding a wave is a mummy doing the walk like the Egyptian thing with sunglasses on and trunks surfing on a wave on a surfboard. Mm-hmm. And Heathcliff is on his head. They're both smiling big, and they're both wearing sunglasses. And the surfer bro says to the other, "The surfer mummy is back."
All right, that might win. I knew that was coming.
You knew what was coming. There's nothing. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, I knew it was going to be... I mean, I should have called it. I should have thought for a second. Because I knew it was going to be something like, oh, yeah, he's back. But, there's no pun. You're trying to think, is there a pun with mummy? No, it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, the mummy. Yeah. And now he's surfing. You know, I thought it'd be something like that.
Yeah, you did.
He's surfing now?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who are you talking about, the mummy or the cat?
I love Heathcliff. I love it.
Probably won. All right. Well, we got. No, that was pretty funny. All right. Grand Avenue by Mike Thompson. Three panels. First panel, this little girl has a lemonade stand. Lemonade, 50 cents, it says on the sign. Then she has an idea in the second panel. Just a light bulb goes off. Cut to the third panel. She crossed out the 50 cents and said, Designer lemonade, $20.
Wait. Sorry, read it one more time. So she has 50 cents lemonades.
Yeah, I didn't articulate that very well. It says lemonade, 50 cents. Then yeah. She has an idea. Crosses out the 50 cents and writes designer above it. It makes it $20.
No.
She actually made it $2, but I tried to make it even funnier.
I thought I had missed something in the middle there that made this funnier, and I did not.
Oh, she's wearing funny glasses?
Okay.
Yeah, I think Heathcliff is on a streak.
Heathcliff wins again. Something about Heathcliff. The fact that he just doesn't... The author is... It's like Trump, you know? Not held back by trying to make it interesting or make sense in any sort of right. way. Just kind of draws just whatever amusing, the fuck whatever he wants. Comes out.
Yeah.
So let's see if Heathcliff can keep its reign going on the next episode. You'll have to tune in to find out. But until then, keep gripping,
keep ripping,
and keep stripping.